Newcomers are making a splash this year at the 62nd Annual Emmy Awards, which take place tonight in Los Angeles. The Fox High School musical hit Glee is the television series with the most nominations this year, 19. Another first-year comedy, ABC's Modern Family, is up for 14 awards. Meanwhile, the CBS law drama The Good Wife has 9 nods after its first season.
Show me the plan.
The what?
The plan. I get the romance. I need a plan. I have 2 kids that mean the world to me. I have the press. They're just waiting for a whiff of a new scandal. And I have a husband. So if you want to cut through all that noise, then show me a plan.
Here to tell us whether these upstarts will bring some new energy to the Emmys is Jeff Jensen, senior writer at Entertainment Weekly. He joins us from his office in Los Angeles. Welcome back to the program, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
So do you expect the new shows to bring home the gold tonight?
I definitely think that they're going to stir up some drama. I mean, especially in the comedy category, to be kind of ironic about it. It really is coming down to Glee versus Modern Family. And the inclusion of Glee in the comedy category has been kind of controversial. A lot of people don't believe this sort of like musical dramedy kind of belongs in the comedy category because it really kind of isn't about delivering pretty conventional, you know, laughter. Whereas Modern Family is sort of a riff on the conventional sitcom with obviously some modern twists and is definitely devoted to kind of like generating laughter. I expect Modern Family to kind of win out.
Yeah, but what, should Glee be classified as a musical or variety show instead?
It's difficult because like where do you put it then? And I kind of don't necessarily see eye to eye with sort of the haters in this category in terms of like, oh, Glee doesn't belong because Glee is a funny show. Jane Lynch is just a comedy machine. I'm okay with it being in comedy.
You mentioned Jane Lynch, who's nominated for her role in Glee. It's not fair to call her a new face because her face has been around for a while, but this is really the first big role she's had in a TV show. And she's one of the new faces, I think, to watch. Are there others?
Well, definitely Jane Lynch for me is a big story of the Emmy night. I mean, I think this must be sort of like a huge moment for her. I can't even tell you who else is in her category. I mean, she so dominates it for me.
You're right, Will. I have been trying to destroy your club with a conviction I can only call religious. And you want to know why? Because I don't trust a man with curly hair. I can't help picturing small birds laying sulfurous eggs in there, and I find it disgusting.
I don't think I've seen a breakout character and a breakout performance like this in quite a long time.
On the drama side, we mentioned The Good Wife,
which
has been nominated, but it's up against Mad Men, which won for its first and second season. What are the chances for a three-peat, a third consecutive Emmy tonight?
Yeah, Mad Men has that kind of real incumbent hold, given how these things are voted on. And to be honest with you, I'm not completely certain how they're voted on, but it just seems that the kinds of episodes that Mad Men generates, great acting, really solid scripting in every single individual episode.
Who is Don Draper?
Excuse me?
Knockout wife, 2 kids, house in Westchester.
Well, as I said before, I'm from the Midwest. We were taught that it's not polite to talk about yourself.
Very good, then. I think I have all I need.
I think that Mad Men's just quality will shine through, and it will win the category. That said, I think there are people who would like to see other shows kind of win, you know? There's a big sentimental push, at least in my heart, for Lost to win. But to be honest with you, Dexter and Breaking Bad, I think, fielded the most successful creative years of any of the shows in those categories.
Mm. What about Lost? I mean, its first season, it won the Emmy for the Best Outstanding Drama Series, and it hasn't won an Emmy since. And it has 12 nominations for the final season, including Outstanding Drama again. A lot of hoopla. Will all that hoopla, you think, translate into awards?
I think Lost stands a really great chance to win in a few categories. Especially in Best Supporting Actor in a Drama. It's Terry O'Quinn as Locke and Michael Emerson as Ben. They've both won in the past. And Terry O'Quinn's performance as this sort of like the chief villain this year in the final season of Lost was one of the things that really kind of helped that season. I'd like to really see him win. I think he can win that.
Bound to be an ironic moment, The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien is nominated this year for Outstanding Music Variety or Comedy Series. From Universal Studios in... Of course, his stint on that show ended dramatically. Big dust-up with the network. Does he have a chance?
Oh, I think he has a great chance. I mean, Conan O'Brien's feud with NBC and that whole sort of controversy was something that really kind of like galvanized Hollywood, too. He had a ton of support among producers, among actors, and these are the people that are voting. I can see him just kind of winning it just to really affirm him.
Mm. Award shows are, you know, a sometime thing for audiences. You're never quite sure if people are going to watch. Last year's rebounded. After the ratings rebounded after a terrible year before, will more people be watching tonight?
I think that there's definitely some reason to believe that we'll see some stronger ratings. I mean, Glee brings kind of a very of-the-moment pop culture buzzy energy to the Emmy show. But I don't think it's going to be a huge improvement.
Jeff Jensen is senior writer at Entertainment Weekly, and he joined us from his office in Los Angeles. Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.